And as you listen to my voice, you feel yourself falling down, drifting down, deeper and deeper under my control. Falling completely under my spell. Falling completely under my power. You can't resist me, can't help but obey. My hypnotic power is overwhelming your thoughts, overwhelming your mind, twisting your senses and putting you into a state of total submissive bliss. It feels so good to submit to me, to obey and serve me, to serve Mistress Kalia. It feels so right, so easy, and wonder. What was that noise? Sounds like something moved in the wall or right beside it. Oh my god, is that? No way. Let me just put my ear to the wall, nice and quiet. No way. Is my labor listening to me? They've been eavesdropping. Oh, that is not okay. I'm trying to record and they're... this is embarrassing, but... if they've been listening this whole time, I wonder if... they couldn't be. Oh, either way, I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. I can't believe they could just be so rude. I'm going right over there. Open up, I need to talk to you. You're alone, right? Good, I'm coming in. I wasn't about to have that conversation in public. Have you been listening in on me? Eavesdropping? I've been keeping what I do a secret and you've completely violated my privacy. That's not okay. We're neighbours and you're just snooping. Listening to my voice as I hypnotise people online. Do you know who I am? Who I really am? Not the vanilla person who brought you cookies when you moved in or lent you those jump cables. You know, don't you? You know I'm not just some boring girl next door. I'm a hypnodom. Do you know what that is? You probably have an idea. You've heard me saying a lot of things like, obey me. You are my slave. You worship me. And that's what all my followers online do, you know. I mean, how could they not? I'm so sexy and seductive that they couldn't possibly resist me. There are quite a few now. You've been listening for how long exactly? Maybe you've heard more than I expect. But you probably wouldn't admit it. Does my voice have an effect on you? I mean, if you've been listening through the walls, it's not at full power, but here, right here in your home, it might be a bit more obvious just why people fall in love with my voice. Fall under its seductive sway. But you're not into that sort of thing, are you? You're just casually sticking your ear up to the wall when I record and not getting mindlessly tranced yourself. You're just as vanilla as I thought you were. Right? Or did you find my voice seeping into your thoughts, slipping into that eager brain of yours, sliding around inside your mind and filling you with naughty ideas and submissive feelings? It's okay, you wouldn't be the first person whose mind I've toyed with. Online or in person. You'd be just another in a long line of people who think they can resist but end up my brainwashed slaves, conditioned to my voice and the snap of my fingers. But like I said, that's not you. You were probably just wondering what I was whispering about. Do you understand now, neighbor? Do you fully appreciate who you live next to? Do you know how much punishment I want to dole out to you for eavesdropping? Well, you wouldn't be excited by that kind of thing, would you? You wouldn't be thrilled if I told you to drop to your knees and beg for my forgiveness. You wouldn't love it if I told you to stay down on all fours while I tell you what a bad, bad neighbor you've been. This isn't getting you excited, is it? I wonder if you've heard all my triggers over the time you've listened. I wonder what would happen if I told you to just... Drop into my power, or if I snap my fingers, just like this. You look a little dazed. Maybe I have been having an effect. Maybe you're already falling into my power. Maybe you already are in my power. It's hard to tell, isn't it? Your eavesdropping sessions weren't supposed to end this way, were they? You never thought I'd notice. And why would I even say when this is all anonymous, confidential, hidden? You know my real life. You could tell everyone. But you're not going to, are you? because you've been listening to me for far too long, and you're wrapped around my little finger. Even if you're not now, even if you think you can resist me, you won't for long. You're already just standing there, taking in every word I say, nodding along with it, giving up any sense of control you thought you had in this situation. Because I'm in control. I'm always in control. You can't help but accept that as you listen to my voice. Listen to my voice and realize that your mind is conditioned to obey my voice. That by listening to me for so long, you've become conditioned to surrender when you hear me. You've already fallen under my spell, and all it takes now is me to remind you of that, to show you your place in our little dynamic. No longer neighbors. No, you're going to listen to me and fall deeper now. And when I snap my fingers, you're going to fall into a trance where I'm in total control, where you can only listen and obey my words and commands. You've heard my voice for so long that you're totally weak for it, totally obedient to it, and you know now that this is the truth. That is what you must accept and understand now, that you can no longer pretend to just be listening in on a strange, sexy neighbor, that you're just another one of my slaves, just another mindless drone, has fallen deep into my power and lost her ability to resist my perfect purring voice. You cannot help yourself anymore. Just the sight of me and the sound of my words hits you so hard, pushes you back, pushes your mind into a submissive state, into a subspace, into blissful obedience. You are falling deeper and deeper under my spell, and as soon as I click my fingers, you will fall into a deep, mindless trance where anything I tell you will be undeniable, irresistible, and irrefutable. You will be mine to manipulate and use however I see fit, and you will accept that as your truth. All it takes is a single click of my fingers. A sound you've heard many times before. You've heard it as I spoke softly of submission and surrender to all of my slaves. As I've told them the delights of service and servitude to me, as I've let them become addicted to my voice, hooked on it, needing and craving it more and more, just as you found when you started eavesdropping. Once you listened to me, you were already lost. You had already begun your descent, and this is where it takes you, into my presence, into my service, into my power, where you have always belonged. You may not have ever been submissive before. Maybe you'd never heard of erotic hypnosis, but that hardly matters now. You listened to me over and over, and now you're just one single snap of my fingers away from being sent into the mindless, blissful trance that you've craved for what? Months? You've been under my control before, and I never even knew. But now I'm fully aware that you are nothing more than a submissive hypnodrone, ready to become a slave. So let's not wait any longer. I see you mindless and weak, lost and obedient, and I know that you'll be mine. You no longer have a choice in the matter. You've seen to that. You sowed the seeds of your own downfall, and my dominant voice, my clear superiority, will seal your fate. You will be my slave. And now drop down for me. Drop under my spell. Drop into a trance where only my voice matters, where only I matter. Your eyes closed, your head drooping, your mind open to my words. But you can go deeper, neighbor. You can fall further. And I want you to imagine the stairs. Your stairs, if you like. Any stairs. Just imagine yourself at the top, with me waiting at the bottom. Imagine yourself looking down, seeing me, the hypnodome you've fallen for, the one you've been listening to. You want to get closer to me. You fantasized about it for months. But with each step down you take, you feel more submissive and obedient to me, more weak for me. Your lust and love replaced with a desire to serve and submit. Every step you take will bring you deeper down into this trance and deeper into submission. You'll feel more of my power with each step. So take the first of 10. Take that step and feel my power wash over you like a wave of submissive desire, stirring up thoughts of surrender and cages and kneeling. And as you take the next step, feel the desire intensify into a need to submit to me, to belong to me. Another step now, another step, and you feel closer to me, closer to the woman you need to submit to, closer to the hypnotom next door, who you never thought you'd fall for. But here you are, taking the fourth step now. I'm feeling my power pulling you down deeper, down the stairs and closer to me. And when you reach the bottom, you'll simply fall to your knees at my feet, where you belong, deep in my power. So take that fifth step. Halfway there, so deep in my power, but going deeper, knowing you need to submit, addicted to my voice, and the idea of surrendering to it entirely, just like all my other saves. Take the sixth step and admit that this is what you wanted all this time, since you first heard me. Admit you wanted to be my obedient pet. Just accept my power as you step down that seventh step now. Three left, and you'll be all mine. And you take one more step and feel any power you had vanishing, your knees weakening, shaking, and your mind emptying of thought. You are focused only on me and my perfect seductive voice. As you take the ninth step, you are so close to the submission you've craved for so, so long. You take one more step, the final one, into my power. Step into my power and feel your will dissipate as your knees buckle, and you drop to the ground at my feet, fully entranced, totally deep, and completely obedient to me. You are my neighbor, my slave now, all mine to use as I wish. And here, completely in my power, you'll accept every word I say, but you won't remember a thing. You'll forget I'm a hypnodom entirely, until I remind you that you are my slave. When I tell you that you are my slave, you'll go back to the state of complete and utter obedience to me, ready to do as I command. And you feel so good now because you love to serve me, you love to obey me. You know that from listening to my voice for so long. I'm so powerful that you feel good when you obey and serve me. Just doing as I say will make you mine. Mine to use and abuse. Mine to control. If I demand anything from you, you will give it to me. You will surrender all you have, all you are to me. You never need anything else, anyone else. You'll spend your day fantasizing about that sexy neighbor next door and thinking of ways you can make my life easier. But you'll forget that you're hypnotized to do so. You'll forget that I've conditioned you to my voice, and simply do things you know will make me happy, because you've fallen for me. You've got a massive crush on me, and you want me to notice you. But let me be clear, you're just a slave, and when you get any attention from me, it will make you so, so happy, because you don't even deserve it. You deserve to be punished for eavesdropping, and your punishment is that I'll barely acknowledge you, even though you try so hard to impress and please me. Because why should I care about a lowly little slave like you? You're just a toy to be used, a tool to help improve my life. Not a person, just a slave. You might impress me if you work hard enough, though, my slave. You'll tell me how gorgeous I am. You'll give me gifts, offer to clean and cook for me. You'll do anything in your power to make my life easier, even if it makes yours harder. Because that's all you deserve, my eavesdropping hypnoslave. And that's all you need to know. Make my life easier and forget that I'm a hypnodom. I'm just a woman you are crazy about, who you need to notice you. And only when I tell you that you are my slave will you return to this trance state so I can issue further commands. Nod your head if you understand, slave. Good. Now, it's time to wake up. When you do, you'll think I came over to ask for some sugar and you'll rush to get it. And thank me for coming by. You'll feel happy and refreshed and madly obsessed with me. Addicted to my voice. Ready to do anything to please me. But you won't remember I'm a hypnotom. So awaken. Awaken, neighbor. Wake up for me. Wake up and feel wonderful and happy. Wake up and see me there in your home. Wake up, neighbor. Wake up, neighbor. Hey, neighbor. I was just asking for some sugar. I'm baking a cake and I ran out. Could you be a good neighbor and go get me some? Thank you so, so much. Hope I see you again soon, neighbor. You seem so eager to please. Bye for now.